Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again to sing, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's a Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
Hack, what do we got?
Lovely couple today, Jim and Amanda. They are debating whether they should intervene with someone else's kid.
Oh, boy.
We can solve this one and head to the bar. Amanda won the toss. She goes first. Amanda?
Yay.
Yay. Whose kid? What's happening? What's going on?
So it's our niece. Jim has a sister, and this is her daughter. She's in fourth grade, so she's a year younger than our son. But she started gaining a reputation as the smelly kid.
Oh no.
Yeah, so I really think we need to talk to Jim's sister and tell her what's going on so she can help improve her hygiene. And I know that it's hard, you know, being a mom, you have to juggle so many things. But I mean, I don't even know how she hasn't noticed the smell. Like, I've even noticed it when I've given our niece a hug.
Oh.
I'm not a big fan of shaming people on anything. Like, it's not a great feeling for anyone. I was a huge nerd or whatever.
Yeah.
But the smelly kid feels preventable. Do you know what I mean? You can't help it if you've got something genetically that makes you overweight or...
Or just different.
Or just whatever it is.
Yes. Or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Braces,
You had scoliosis, right?
You still do, yeah.
But I mean...
You did?
There was always just a kid with a back brace or whatever. Yeah, it was like, scoliosis kid. It's like, why are we?
Or like
he didn't
gear.
Do that.
Yeah,
right?
That's exactly.
But smelly kid, I know we're gonna get to Jim's side as well here in a second. But I just want everyone to take 1 second in your car in this room. Can you name? Do you know who the smelly kid is from school?
I can't name him. I mean, I would.
I'm not saying to say
no,
it out loud, but I have first
his
and last name.
But yes,
I have first and last name of both a male and a female.
Really?
100%.
I will be honest, no one comes to mind.
Oh, no.
Which means it was me.
Oh, no. If you don't know who the smelly kid was.
No, I wasn't, though.
Okay. So let's
I
get.
I definitely remember, and I don't want my niece to be that smelly kid that people remember decades later. I mean, you know, she's going to go to middle school and then high school and then college. And, you know, once someone gets labeled, you know, that way, there's no coming back. And if our son was going through this, I would want someone to tell me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get your husband in here and figure out why he wants his niece to be smelly kid.
That's probably not the case.
Okay. Jim?
Yay.
Why? I know it's awkward, but what's your side of this? Why don't you want to help?
Look, I agree the kid's ripe, but this is a terrible idea.
Did you say ripe?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to laugh. You guys, okay, it's my fault. Okay. It's,
right.
It's just
my
such
fault.
A, that's, it's okay.
it's kind of what Aaron is.
You agree that the kid doesn't smell well, but then why don't you feel like that's your sister, man? That's your sister's daughter. That's your niece. Why don't you want to? Why?
No, I get it, but I don't think neither me nor Amanda should be telling my sister that her kid stinks.
You think she's got to figure it out on her own?
I mean, obviously, she probably has some awareness and just hasn't gotten around to doing anything about it. But I also don't think we should ever correct anybody's parenting.
How are you guys with being corrected? Is anybody ever said anything to you guys?
Oh, well, yeah, you should hear my mother talk about Amanda.
Oh, boy. I don't
know. Okay. You know what? Actually, hold on. Second thought.
I rescind the question, Your Honor. Like,
Amanda, how close are you to Jim's sister?
I mean, we get along. We've never had any arguments.
Okay. Super close. Sorry, yeah, we get along is probably.
Yeah, huh. Yeah. But it's different. Like, when his mom is talking about, you know, with me, it's about more like, oh, you know, you should, it's not about the smell. And I think, and it's not about trying, for us, I want to save our niece from bullies and harassment and all that negative stuff that comes, like, especially, she's only in elementary school.
Yeah. There is a time factor to this.
Right.
You can be a smelly kid in elementary school and survive.
School. Yeah.
You hit middle school, that's who you are till you move to another state to go to college.
Yeah, I was definitely the weird girl in middle school, and that
it doesn't go away.
Stuck a bit. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
which is, every kid is fighting for their, you know, everyone's so insecure, so everyone just don't want to be labeled with anything. And if you, once that label's on there, it's like,
I think, 303-222-5423, text or call, is Amanda's heart is in the right spot.
Totally.
I'm going to tell you, as a guy, I never liked being corrected for parenting.
Yeah.
And my ex-wife, like, it's even worse because the maternal thing just feels different. It's like, you don't think I know my kid? But I mean. Right.
Well, also, I think, like Amanda was saying, when the mom criticizes her, it's maybe like, oh, you're going to breastfeed instead of formula?
Right.
Well, we can have a debate. This is like, your kid smells bad. And that's like kind of universally, like, I'm putting something on you that you're doing this wrong. There's no real debate to be had, you know?
It's like fact versus opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys think?
Yeah, and
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, I'm not telling her to do anything different except maybe get her to shower a little more.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Maybe start using deodorant a little earlier than the other kids.
Yeah, do you think?
Was early? I can't remember.
It's not. I'm just going to say that smelly kids in my head, deodorant wouldn't have stopped what was going on there.
It was like a shampoo.
There's just a funk. Like, I think from the girl's side, you guys have issues that can happen because your stuff is enclosed. Like, it's just, there are issues. I'm like, sometimes you need antibiotics. Like, you have an infection.
And no one's addressed.
Correct.
Mm. And when you're a parent and you're around them so much, you know how, like, you can be in a room that smells bad and then you're
nose
it?
Blind? Yeah. Yes.
Do you think that is going on?
I think you don't want to think your daughter's a smelly daughter.
Right. You're like, oh.
The smelly kid.
Yeah.
So we're going to get people to tell you guys what to do. Jim, if you lose, would it be weird if... Who's better to tell? Amanda because of the girl code or Jim because of blood?
I'm really, really torn on this because if it was Amanda's sister, this would not be a conversation, I don't think.
She would just go and go, hey, sis.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell? Your kid smells.
So I could approach one of my sisters today.
And say.
But even approaching my brother, because then it's. Yeah.
Mm.
It's someone else.
And you think your sisters would be, if it was the same scenario, they'd be receptive to it? Or would they be?
I think so, especially coming from one of us.
Mm. Would you walk up and, to steal a line from our new pal, Jim, your kid is ripe?
Absolutely not.
I think that's how you start the conversation.
Jim.
I understand what you're saying. Amanda, like I think there's going to be people who call who go, you're being a control freak. It's none of your business.
Right.
But like you're, this isn't about mom versus mom. The way I see your argument is you're trying to save this child's life. And I'm not trying to be dramatic. Like, I imagine if somebody had told Sherry or David, the kids whose names spring to my mind.
Luke.
See, you know, like, it would have changed their entire, like, Sherry left.
That makes me sad.
She left.
Really?
Yes. I mean, her family might have moved, but they might have moved because...
But then it is like...
You're the smelly kid.
Is someone else saying something gonna do anything about it?
If there's something medically wrong with them? Yeah. Hang on right there, guys. We're gonna get you a jury, so hey, don't move. I'm just thinking of Ted Lasso. Do you remember the Ted Lasso episode when his niece had just terrible breath?
Yeah, yeah.
She had like some sort of tooth infection.
She had her like saliva glands had like dried out or something from some medication, and it caused her mouth to get a funk in it. And everybody was mad at this little kid for saying it, but it's like the little kid said it and got her on the path to getting right.
Roy Kent really had a near Jim moment. It wasn't quite that's ripe, but it was like,
yeah, he made a face when she breathed on him. And it was like, yeah, I just,
it also thinking about their Jim and Amanda's son who will be in middle school and then his cousin will then come. And if he's,
oh
this,
my God,
now it's like,
oh, isn't that your cousin?
With your cousin? And you're like, well, that's not my cousin. But then it's like, well, you're not staying with your family. It's unfair to everyone.
All right, let's fix the stinky kid before it's too late. Or is it none of our business and the mom has to figure it out?
Are we being too
or
judgy
the dad,
on her
the
home?
Dad could also help figure it out.
Right. It's just tough with a girl. Like, girls do,
but the dad
help
could
with
go
the
to
girl
the mom.
Hygiene. Okay. 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're in the middle of a Great Mate Debate between Amanda and Jim, and it's really not even about them. It's about Jim's niece, their niece.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Jim's sister has a little girl who's in fourth grade who stinks.
Yeah.
And she would like to help prevent this kid from being the stinky kid for the rest of their life. And Jim is like,
not our kid, not our business.
Yeah, Jim's like, you can't tell someone else how to parent.
I'm just... As much as I fear the stinky kid, Jim's right.
Right.
I don't know if I consider it parenting as much as just looking out for them.
I think that's why this is hard. Because on some levels, Jim is right. And on other levels, they're just trying to look out for
their needs. Just looking out. But like, can you imagine? You're basically walking up to her and going, do you really not notice that your daughter smells like that?
Right.
And I mean, maybe she doesn't. Because we've talked about
that.
And
that's going to make you feel terrible. Like... Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
Amanda, Jim, we're going to get a jury for you. Feel free to jump in if anybody makes you happy or sad.
Can I read you one funny text?
Absolutely.
Sounds like you tell the grandma and she'll tell the parents.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Jim did say.
Not a bad idea.
The way mom talks about Amanda.
Kristen, I love it.
Jim, passive aggressive. Kristen?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am on Amanda's side, 150%.
Okay, that's not possible, but why?
Well, I was a stepmother to a smelly child, and I didn't have the best relationship with the mother. Hmm. However, no one was addressing her, and I had a conversation with her and told her, you don't want to be the stinky kid. And she changed. And
how
I don't
old was
know
she
if
at
she
that
told
time?
Her mom or not. Well, she was a sixth grader, so...
But you caught her probably in time.
Just in time.
Yeah.
What was it, Kristen?
Yeah, how old is this one?
Just bad hygiene.
Was she just not getting in? Like getting... I'm not trying to be gross. I'm like, how do you get that smelly? Like, I don't get it.
Well, she would spend a week with her other parent and then spend a week with me and the other parent. And I... was very diligent about you take a shower every other day and you use soap to clean your armpits.
Yeah. So maybe just not great education or monitoring.
Yeah.
On the
and
other
at that age, too, you might assume that the kid's doing it.
Right.
But it's still like use your nose.
They're like starting puberty. Like things are weird. Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
Well,
go ahead, Amanda.
I'm really glad that you said that. Thank you. Because that's exactly
what I'm trying to say.
It, like, you definitely don't know when you're smelly.
Like, yeah. Every once in a while.
Sometimes if you've worked out hard or whatever, you're like, whoa, you get a whiff. Or like you have the flu. I my sick smell is a different smell, but it's like most of the time,
but
you don't notice.
But it's your baseline.
Yeah, you don't know that. It's like, so this kid has no clue. Let's keep going. Christy?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
This is a no harm, no foul. Amanda tells her sister-in-law, do you know what the kids are saying? You put it all on the kids. You put it all on the school. Yeah. It's not that Amanda's saying it. It's not that Jim's saying it. It's, hey, this is what's being said. What should we do?
That's not terrible. I do like that.
How would the aunt know what the school is saying?
Because her kids are in the school.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I forgot about that.
And even if she says it like, oh my gosh, you won't believe what they are saying. Like,
right, you know, like she's like aloof to it as well.
But
then do you both like go over and smell her?
More like a loofah.
Maybe. Why not?
No, I mean, that is...
if Amanda knows that she smells, why not be like, does she smell? Like, let's check it out. As though Amanda has no clue that this is a problem. It's just what's being said. And so let's like dig into why they're saying this.
Wow, she does smell weird.
How good is your acting, Amanda?
That's a great question. Could you pull that off? Could you go like, oh my God.
I think I could. I think that's an excellent idea, actually.
Okay.
Jim still that brings us both into it. I'm safe. Let my mom take all the flack.
Oh my gosh.
Jim, relax. By the way, it's 2-0 so far. Cindy?
Yeah.
Yes. Whose side are you on?
I am on her side. Oof. And the reason is I have a granddaughter that is in fourth grade. She wears deodorant. There's deodorant that you can buy that doesn't have chemicals in it.
Okay.
That's not harmful. The other thing is I had a daughter who was bullied. And if it were to go that way, that's not good. And it probably, you know, hopefully wouldn't. But my daughter's not with me today because of that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
God.
And there's a tactful way that she can talk to her sister-in-law and have, you know, a discussion.
Yeah.
So that's my opinion.
Oh my God, Cindy, my heart breaks for you. Yeah. Sorry. Thank you for the call. Listen, Jim, we could keep going here. Wow. Yeah. I didn't even think about, I'm just thinking about how bad it is to be the smelly kid, but like
once the target is on you, like kids are relentless.
Yeah, it's bad.
There's a dude named Blue. We don't have time to grab him, but he's saying it could be a thyroid thing or something.
Yeah, and he says there are lots of things you can do. There are like Botox injections and things like that that can help with
wherever the smell is coming from. If your sweat glands are like too much under the armpits or whatever.
But he's saying something might be going on. So he's still,
Jim, so you sold on the mom idea or regardless, you get that you can't let this little girl keep being the smelly kid.
And I get it. And the holidays are coming. We can just load the kid up with a bunch of bath products and then we'll be done.
Wow. Santa's so nice.
A greater problem.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, we're going.
News. Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
News or nope. Hands up if you still have a nope. It's the girl.
The boys used them both on me.
Is that a first? You got noped twice on the same day.
She was another level of annoying.
You know what?
I forget, you did something that I felt like I get her nope. Those can be transferred, I think. Because remember,
Was it because I was gone a day last week? 2 days?
Gone more than one day.
2 days.
Yeah.
Doesn't count. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
November's just around the corner, which means the McRib is coming back. But you have to be careful because McDonald's is changing the way that they take money. And
nope.
There it is. Thank you. Ooh.
I'm sorry. I don't believe in the McRib.
I don't either.
What are we doing?
I don't
it is congealed meat made to look one way.
We're still...
Excuse me? Wasn't Nope used?
It was, so you don't get to talk anymore, but the rest of us do. I just have this thing that if it's good, it'd be on the damn menu.
Interesting.
Period.
Yeah.
No, because you're creating the demand for it.
If it's good, the demand...
Play the music.
She's going to throw up over there.
I just say, we did nope it, to be fair.
But then you got to say something.
Well,
I guess you're the noper. You get to. Good evening.
All right. You want to know more about how Americans make grilled cheese? There was a study done.
And I kind of want to know.
Americans said a
that is hilarious.
Of cheddar and American cheese is the best.
Actually, a combo of those two?
A combo of those two. I prefer disgusting American cheese, the real, you know, Kraft.
You don't want real cheddar?
No.
It doesn't melt as fast.
I do like them
fast.
Combined. That's the thing. Mm. I want the meltiness of the American, but the flavor of the real sharp, cheese. Yeah.
The sharpness of that. I think there are some cheddars that they've run through the gamut of chemical processes that almost melt the right way.
Perfect.
If you want your cancer but want flavor too.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you want to know the states that are the biggest grilled cheese enthusiasts, Colorado is not one of them.
Wisconsin?
Come on. I'm
Wisconsin. Not Wisconsin. You've got Washington, Oregon, Idaho, California, Georgia, Ohio, and Rhode Island.
Can I ask your frequency? On the grilled cheese?
Are you sure?
What? Yeah.
It's not the green ones?
No, the green is 50 to 59% of people are enthusiasts.
Whoever made that map is...
Yeah, the red is 70 to 79% of people are.
Weird.
I frequent grilled cheeses in the winter, fall to winter, probably once a month.
Are you capable of eating one without the tomato soup?
It could be any kind of soup.
Oh, no. It's
almost
tomato.
Any kind.
Never it's soup. Tomato, period.
In a chicken and stars?
Yeah.
No, it's tomato. It's the only... Tomato soup
you
doesn't...
You dip it in anything.
No.
Anything brothy and get the bread all like...
Would you ever eat tomato soup without a grilled cheese, though?
Yes.
No, you... Oh, my God. That's so disgusting. That's so disgusting.
Panera
no one eats...
bread.
It's okay. You can play the song again.
This is twice that she's ordered me to play the song.
Yeah.
And it started.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
I know tomorrow's the big holiday that we all know about, Halloween. Today, another holiday that I'm really pushing for Slacker to participate in. It is National Text Your Ex Day.
Let's go!
No. Why do you think my nope on that? Put your phone down.
You can't.
Yes, I can.
I'm not doing it.
Hey, mister, these things are transferable. She just did it.
Come on.
How many? Okay. I just want to ask a question. Okay.
She did nope.
But yes, so she stopped.
I noped the act.
He can still talk about his story.
Okay.
Let's get the rules down pat. How do you know which one is? Can I not text any of them?
No exes.
It's funny because I kind of encourage it. I'm like, yeah, do it. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Messy.
You know?
What? Okay. Is there anything else you want to say about that?
No, that's kind of. I just want you to.
Do you need to play the song again?
Yeah, I mean, we have tons of times. So here's my thing.
I just want to
suggest this, even though Erin has noped me, but I don't think she can nope something that broad. I think she can nope the one I was going to text. You can nope me texting one ex.
Or maybe she gets to choose which one.
What if we did this? What if we took texts from people and I will text my ex whatever you text me to tell them?
Why don't we do this a different time?
No, I think this is great.
Yeah, we have to celebrate the holiday.
Yes. If we're celebrating Text Your Ex Day, you tell me what to say to the one.
Like 2 ago? Certainly not 1 ago.
Text them all. What are we doing?
She noped the one.
Spread the festivities.
Whose turn is it?
Good evening.
There are no notes in the room.
Correct. Yeah. And this is actually, I don't know if you guys know the brand Zingerman's Candy. They recalled some candy bars because they have, on the packaging, there's like undeclared peanuts and cashews on it. So if you get that candy and you have a nut allergy.
Zingerman's?
Be careful. Yes. Zingerman's.
I'm not going to eat any candy.
I don't know. I've never seen this brand before, but.
Yeah,
if you get one.
I don't look at the wrappers. I don't even take them off.
All right, I got to text my ex about the Zingerman candy recall.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. I just want to know where all the random shoes on the roads are coming from.
What?
I am so serious. I'm driving to the gym this morning and I'm like, huh, that's a random shoe. Okay.
One shoe.
That's fine. One shoe's on the road.
Okay.
Mere feet later. Oh, there's another single shoe that does not match the first shoe. And I started thinking, this is kind of crazy. And then it was like a boot barn got robbed and one shoe got loose. Because then another mismatched shoe.
I'm wondering if there was something that happened with a couple. They broke up. She, most likely, took one of each shoe
and sprinkled them on Santa Fe.
I know the answer. Do you know the answer?
I don't know the answer.
I know the answer.
Is it sad?
I know.
Oh. I do know, like, every once in a while, because I'm into sneakers, you'll hear about a sneaker store getting robbed. They get into the back room and they take all the boxes and get out the there. And it's only the rights because the left shoes are on display outside. And so they get away with
That's
all the
hilarious.
Right shoes.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well.
But also all the wrong shoes.
Mm.
All the wrong shoes and all the right places.
Nice. Yeah. So that is something like that.
But it was like one was a dress shoe.
You don't want to give the cross
was a
streets,
sneaker.
Right? Oh, wait. Dress shoe.
Yeah. And one was like a kid's shoe. Mm. It was on Santa Fe. I can tell you that.
Unless a kid was just chucking shoes out in
the back door.
Of a car.
What are you guys talking
but
about?
But you guys, I feel like I see rogue shoes a lot. Like
I think you're tuned into it.
Yeah, like my
there is a thing.
Set.
It's like the cow thing.
That just happened to me the other day. I was like, although I was by Little Man Ice Cream, did you know their trucks are like cow print?
Yeah.
I was like, look, there's a cow print. Oh. Like Little Man.
There's something that I wanted to tell you about with Little Man regarding their salted Oreo.
Salty-o.
They did something with it or like created a new product. Let me look.
Yeah.
What's the cow thing?
The cow is the most used advertising tool in the history. And you don't think of it as like, I think they say every day you see at least one cow, mm-hmm. be it a cow driving along the Colorado roadways.
And I always go
or
cow.
A depiction of a cow or cow print
or cow
something.
On
and you're
TV.
Like, there's just, No, I don't see a cow every day. Now that I've said that to you, you're going to go, oh my God, I saw 400 cows today. Wow. And like you right now are super tuned into shoes.
Right.
Like I probably drive by the shoes.
Singular shoes. No pairs.
Have you ever seen in your life before this moment? Because when we all leave here, I bet we see them. But I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen a lone shoe ever. A stranded shoe.
No, totally.
Ever.
I have.
I see them constantly.
Yeah.
There's only one place where there's lone shoes. And it's usually two shoes though, but.
Is it some sort of rapture situation?
Hilarious.
This is weird coming from me because I'm not this person.
Oh, it's a salted Oreo stout. That's what it was that they made.
Say less. What brewery is it at?
It's at Little Man. I don't know.
They don't sell beer at Little Man.
Weldworks.
There we go.
Weldworks. Sorry. Okay. Weldworks Brewing?
It's drugs.
What? No, that's when they're up over the wires.
They fell off the wires.
But there's no wires.
There's wires on Santa Fe.
No, over. Not three times singular shoe.
And not a dress shoe. What kind of drugs
That's
are
where
they
the good never. Drugs are. No. Yes. All right, we need theories on why there's shoes on Santa Fe. You want to say Santa Fe and what?
I don't know where it was. Okay. Like Santa Fe and maybe like getting close to Bellevue.
Okay. If you're missing shoes near Santa Fe and Bellevue, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105. 9. We need to talk about tech screwing us over. I feel like we are now almost cyborgs. I mean,
What?
You know what a cyborg is? Half human, half machine?
Oh, sure.
How are you not half human, half machine? If I ask you a question and you don't know it, your immediate answer is to grab your phone and look it up.
Yeah, or my computer.
You don't use your brain anymore. Your brain is your phone. Mm-hmm. And when you're living a life like that, when the Wi-Fi goes out, you're an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're just, there's this kid recently who was going into a school. This is tech screwing somebody over. The AI recognized he had a handgun. They took him. They cuffed him up. They shoved him. Then they searched him. It was a bag of Doritos that the AI was like,
what? How does that even get?
I don't know if it's
close.
A Mylar bag, but the AI was like, well, that's dangerous. That's a weapon.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's like,
I mean, I wouldn't mind AI like protecting us more if it could get it right.
Yeah, that's not good.
Right.
What, nacho cheese?
That's what I'm saying.
Cool ranch, you're going to jail.
That's that kid got roughed up.
Yeah, that's
Jeez,
not great.
That's not good.
I used that story because I was afraid to use my own. Tech screwed me over the other day, and I don't know if it's because of Amazon, but Starbucks mobile ordering was down.
Oh, no.
I don't know if that's quite
tech. So I had to go get a Red Bull.
Right. Oh. I mean, well, in that case, you took years off your life.
Because I wasn't going to go in and explain the order that I want.
Mm-hmm.
How do you even know? It's
on my phone. What am I going to do?
You maybe wouldn't have been able to scan to pay. You would have had to pay.
Cash?
What are you saying?
What?
I know.
How do I? Okay. So I've given a couple examples. What do you got?
I can't think of anything in my personal.
You're telling me you've never replied all when you meant to, like.
Oh, I did that once.
Okay. My siblings and I in a private chat, we're talking about something kind of inappropriate, and in the whole family chat, one of my sisters responded regarding drugs. This story is crazy.
So you're saying you've got a sibling chat,
it's a
and then you've got
chat,
another chat,
and then a chat with all the parents, the like peripherals.
Does it stop at parents or does it go to uncles and
no uncles and such, but she luckily was able to unsend it, and we don't think our parents know how to go like what was unsent. I'm just realizing now that my mom listens to this show.
Oh, no.
It wasn't my sisters and I.
Oh, you're doing not getting
it
out of this.
I know. She's going to call me later and be like, what are you talking about?
Oh my God, you idiot. Really?
I know. Yeah. Well, it was my sister who was an idiot, but now I just screwed myself over by using tech for my job.
Do you know how often it happens to me? Like, we'll be in a chat. Mm-hmm. Like, we have chats with the four of us, and then we have chats with the four of us and one of our bosses or another boss.
Yeah.
And if they sneak one in, like if I'm sitting here going, man, boss man, Mike's such a tool. I don't do that, Mike. I was just using you as an example.
Right. He's just trying to take weight off my back.
But like if he slips a text in the middle and I just,
and you
think I'm just responding to you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of threads with
too
us
many threads.
Then, yeah, that are us and another person somewhere,
or one of us is not on it. Like the T-Hack Aaron Erica chat is,
it's wild.
I'm kidding. Right. That one doesn't exist.
I bet it does. We have one without T-Hack,
and we have one without Aaron.
Weird.
But there actually isn't one without
the one without T-Hack was just because we attended an event you didn't go to.
Uh-huh.
All right, listen.
Okay.
Can we have other? Okay, let's get the phone number out there. If you have a technology screwed you over story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
Tech screwed me over when I found out that my coworkers have been talking behind my back.
Come on.
No, there's a story. When I was in high school, it was like when we were seniors, we're graduating, and we got asked to do like a, I don't know what it is, because we weren't salutatorian or the other one,
valedictorian.
Yeah, the valet. So we were just asked to give some sort of funny, like a goodbye speech or whatever. And we planned a whole slideshow where
Who's
we had.
Me?
Yeah.
Just me and my buddy Raj, who I talk about sometimes. Like, so we were just asked to do it. And we made a slideshow where we had all the teachers and we had like funny pictures of them and like this whole thing that was supposed to go with the speech. And while setting it up, the like computer guy was like this and just hit the button. And then the slideshow just started playing before we had even spoken.
Oh, no.
And just showed all these crazy pictures of the teachers that we had edited. And we had like one teacher, we had called him Mr. Clean because he looked, and it was like, oh, and it just killed the whole, and they're like, oh, just do the speech. And we're like,
we can't, okay.
Well, now we have to. We have to give context to why we like altered your picture so much. Yeah, really ruined it.
I had a friend who, when the technology first came out, it was so cool to get in your car and like have your Bluetooth connect to your phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So awesome. If you do that now, you can download the Odyssey app and listen to this show on there if you don't feel like dialing clear over the radio station.
You could do it live. You could do it on demand.
Yes. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the app right now. So he was one of the first ones. He would like listen to stuff, whatever. So it was morning time and he went to get in his car, take his kids to school, Bluetooth connected. The night before, he'd had a little time to himself.
No. And his kids are in the car.
Now, they're not going to see anything, but they're wondering why dad is watching a tennis match.
Right.
Because it's like,
I actually never need to hear you do this again.
And you're just, you can't.
40 love.
I'm going to say this. Try to find the stop button.
Yeah.
When you're panicked.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know
what's disconnect.
Was it on a different tab or something?
Crash, like, crash the car.
He crashed the car. He's got to light the car on fire. Kids are dead. That's fine.
Oh my gosh.
They were never going to be the same anyway. They were scarred.
Oh my gosh.
The other story that I always tell, I hate, like, but like if you've never heard this, guy who used to run this radio station was at like a Nuggets game. And like,
I'm nervous because you all know it.
Because he called his wife to go like, honey, I'm with a client. We have to be at the Nuggets game. I don't want to be here. But like,
He was on a date.
No, he wasn't. He was with a buddy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
He was probably even with a client, to be honest. But then she was like, oh, I understand. That's what you do for work. You got to do it. Hangs up, puts his phone in his pocket, starts to just tell his buddy, she bought it. We're going to a strip club. This girl, oh, look at that chick's butt. When he put his phone in his pocket, it butt dialed her right back, and she just listened to him mercilessly trash talk her, talk about how hot everyone else on the planet is.
Don't be married.
No, but guys, just sometimes we're so weak. You guys are in charge, so we have to when we're alone, when it's just guys, we have to like pretend we're in charge to our friends. We're like TX.
But
like,
you all know you're.
I do all everything. He knows he doesn't, but he has to pretend. Mm-hmm. It's not real, Erica. You're gonna get a message from Dane one time. He's gonna say stuff. He doesn't mean it. He's just trying to look cool to his friends.
Okay.
And they're trying to look cool to him. None of us are in charge.
None of it's real. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's divorced. So
exactly.
He crashed the car.
That's fair. All right. If tech screwed you over, we'd love to hear how. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for times when technology screwed you over. Didn't take long, did it?
Sure didn't. This was one of them. Hello, Mom.
Her mom has already texted about the drug text.
Yeah. I cleared it up with her. It's all good.
Oh, good.
Oh, you told her about the heroin?
Exactly.
So she knows.
Right.
She knows you're clean now, though.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
You're not clean?
Clearly, Little Miss Princess has a problem.
I think that's why you're so princessy now from all the years of hard drugs that she doesn't. When you lived in LA, you've never told her about this.
Right.
God, I love this job.
Because I'm like, wow, you're really killing the vibes right now.
Tech screwed you over. Danielle?
Yeah.
What happened?
I have a device in my head that is basically a pacemaker for my seizures.
Oh, wow. Oh, I've heard of this. Like when you start to have a seizure, it just goes and like snaps you out of it.
Yeah. So it reads my brain waves and if it doesn't like a certain brain wave, it shocks me for 5 seconds. And then it gives me a 5 second break and then shocks it again if it doesn't fix it.
Please, for the love of God, tell me that hasn't had a tech fail on you.
Right. I'm worried.
No, magnets are its enemy. And I have a rod in my femur and screws in my hip that I need looked at. And the MRI is the only way to look at it
because
he doesn't show exactly what I need.
So then it would just rip it out of your skull.
It would rip it out of my skull, and it also kind of resets it. So it would shut off for 10 to 15 seconds while it resets, and my luck, I'd have a seizure during that time.
Oh, no.
Hey.
And also, I can't go through metal detectors.
Okay. Do you want to share some of your heroin with her or something?
Stop that.
Danielle, that's... Wow.
So can you just not get the rod in your femur looked at?
I have to... It's for my hip, but the way they need to look inside my hip, because the rod is in the way, it reflects the MRI and reflects the CT scan, so it causes a reflection, so they can't see it very well.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Man.
Okay,
this is a lot of tech just screwing you over in a very specific way. Thank you for the call, Danielle.
What? It's like supposed to be helping her, and it is, but then it's like there's double negative.
Okay. Alexis?
Yay!
Tech screwed you over. What happened?
I work in a hospital, and we were doing active shooting training, and when I went to go hide, I bumped my phone in my pocket, and my Spotify music turned on and completely gave away where I was, and it's still a laughing stock to this day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know what? That started dark.
It was active shooter training.
Right.
Yeah. But if the training
failed it.
Mainly by not having the Odyssey app.
It'll never just autoplay on you, man. It just won't. It barely works at all.
Right. Right. Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh, I probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, probably not.
Thank you, Alexis. Sandy?
Yay!
Tech screwed you over. What happened?
Okay, so this is what happened. So, you know, we do a lot of work now, you know, remote, such as, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
We were on a work call at my company, and it was a Zoom call. And, you know, maybe the six top people who needed to be on with the client were on the call.
Cool.
And it was great. It ran a little long, you know, it was a little drawn out, whatever. Well, then the call ends. We talked, and my boss starts ranting about how, why are we bending over for this stupid client? Why is he such a pain? You know, what is the purpose of this? What are we gaining?
Please,
how are we even making money off this?
Stop talking.
I was mortified because the client was still on the other end of the phone, the Zoom call.
Did they go, hi?
I wouldn't say anything till he had worn himself out.
Get my video out and record the audio.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. You lost the client then, or?
Well, so I was doing the like cutthroat signal, you know, when you do your hand in front of your throat. I was doing that because I was like, I don't think he's, I was pointing. This other guy in the office was like pointing to the phone, like, no, don't, you know. But he wasn't, I don't know. He was like looking down. He was looking everywhere else.
Because you can't go, hey, boss, shut up.
You can't.
Honestly, you know what? I probably would in that scenario. Hey, let's find out something else.
He's always arrogant, and he just was digging himself a hole. And after a minute, I was just like, you know what? He's kind of a jerk anyway. So I don't know.
Let him bury himself. That's nice. Yeah. Perfect.
That's okay.
Sandy's the boss now.
One of the employees might be able to
okay the relationship with the client only because he's really terrific, but time will tell.
Okay. You just always make sure.
I don't like staying on a Zoom call at all. Like,
no.
Call me after if you need to talk about it.
Yeah, restart a separate thing.
Or call my cell phone. 100%. I do not want to be attached.
Don't call me.
Thank you for the call, Sandy. Michelle?
Yay.
Tech screwed you over. What happened?
So my boyfriend couldn't log into my bank account. And, you know, after a while, you get locked out, change the password a bunch of times. I had to call the bank, and come to find out, the caps lock was on his computer. It was like on, and that was the problem.
The problem wasn't that your boyfriend was trying to get into your bank account?
Oh my God, Little Miss Private.
I had asked him to, but he didn't. I'm like, what do you mean? I know my password. It was just cap lock.
And then you had to reset everything.
He's screaming at the bank.
I'm sorry. Sometimes the light's not bright enough. Yeah. Or on a Mac, it doesn't really show you necessarily that the light, that you're in caps lock. I've been in this look.
Wouldn't you try everything though?
No, you just keep going, I am typing the right word.
You press the keys harder.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Tell me that you don't do that.
I do.
Okay,
no,
but
absolutely.
Then don't you click the little eyeball?
Yeah.
To make the password and you see, and then you can see. Yeah. Oh, they're capitals.
I trust my typing.
He didn't know about the eyeball.
I'm already on the phone.
So
with
now
the
you've lost all your money. It's in an account in the Caymans or something?
Yeah, they ran with it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This could get real awkward real fast.
Awkward?
Yeah, because, okay, let me just, if you haven't seen the story yet, Elijah Wood crashed a wedding. Oh, God, do it.
Iowa native Elijah Wood crashed a wedding.
That man's not naturally British.
No. Cedar Rapids, woo!
It's crazy, right? Because you think of him as Daniel Radcliffe light or something.
Yes.
Yeah, in a weird way.
Thank you. I actually forgot they weren't the same person.
I know. People do that all the time.
How dare you?
Daniel is going back on
much shorter.
On Broadway.
They're both very short.
Oh.
Let's get heights.
Okay. Aaron GPT is on it.
Anyway, some people were getting married at the Shire.
Daniel,
I didn't know
five,
it still
five.
Existed. Yeah.
Daniel? Mm. Oh, he is short.
I told you. What's the other guy's name?
Elijah. I'm sorry.
Iowa native Elijah Wood.
So sorry.
Yeah. Just look up
Elijah is 5'6".
Wow.
Nice. Okay. Stunning.
Yeah. They need enough corn growing up.
They're getting married at the Shire. And
can you explain what the Shire is maybe for like other people who wouldn't know?
It's where the hobbits live.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know what the Shire is.
I've never
you
seen
really don't?
Lord of the Rings.
Me neither.
Oh my. Movie night at Slackers. Get ready. Each movie is 3.5 hours.
Yeah, I don't really have interest in it.
Let's do the director's cut.
I get it. They walk.
Okay.
No, one does not simply walk into Mordor.
They
do not walk.
There's a journey.
I'm out on that movie.
I just need to say this.
Okay.
Do you guys have plans on Saturday?
Yeah.
Cancel them. We are doing a bag drop at King Supers at 136th and Quebec.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's like pretty close
at
to your
9 a.m.,
yep.
Maybe 10 minutes from my house.
Yeah. That is my plan.
We'll go there. We'll give away a bunch of these Slacker Show bags.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're giving away tickets to see the Pentatonix.
Ooh.
Very good pronunciation there.
You'll be able to try some poppy.
Poppy.
Thank you.
9 o'clock, 136th, yep. Quebec, right? Then, once all the bags are gone.
That's when I got plans.
No, well, you don't. You canceled them.
You can't, because you're coming to a Lord of the Rings party my house.
I really don't want to watch the movie.
They're so good.
I have Kim Grufford Chardonnay. I'm sorry, Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, okay.
I have Kim, like, you don't even watch the movie. Book. You just be sleeping like a little baby. You just, that's you sucking your thumb.
Okay.
Sorry.
I don't want to watch it either. They can't take us both down, Eric.
Yeah, no.
We can fight them.
United we stand.
Yeah. This is what I've wanted to get to.
Okay.
They're getting married in the Shire. Didn't know you could do it. They're in Hobbit wear. She's more like an elf, I think, sort
of. Yeah, but the guests are very dressed up.
Everybody's dressed up. And Elijah Wood happens to just be there.
Yeah.
Checking out the set again. I don't know what he was out there for. Maybe shooting some other whatever. He does not want to interrupt their wedding. He's such a kind person. Like the photographer's like, please come over. He's like, in the video, you hear him going, I do not want to take away attention from them.
Right.
in the history of celebrities on planet Earth, when have you heard a celebrity go, I don't want to take away attention from someone else?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's only, a beautiful moment.
Yeah. Only like Ashton Kutcher, Tom Brokaw.
Do you know what he's doing?
Elijah Wood.
I don't believe that Ashton would say
that. The guy
that,
who starred in Office Space. Like, those are the only
Which
type,
guy?
The main guy. I don't know his name. The guy who gets hypnotized. Only guys like that. Actors like
Iowans.
That.
Okay. Okay. The real reason, we have now gone off on a King Supers right. tangent. We've gone definitely way into the weeds on an Iowa tangent.
Right, yeah.
All I wanted to ask was of the room, if you were getting married again, T-Hack, or maybe renewing your vows,
okay,
how would you feel if a celebrity showed up? Question one. And two, if you're cool with it, who's the celebrity? Who do you want?
Well, and I feel like it has to be, like, for T-Hack, it has to be
an Iowan?
No, I was going to say, like, a basketball, on a basketball court. Like, the setting has to be the same as Shire Hobbit, basketball court, NBA
no,
player.
No, I think...
Or just they're vacationing and they happen
yeah,
to be
yeah, yeah, he's
end.
Getting married in Cabo, and so is LeBron James. Michael Jordan.
I don't know. That would be cool. That would be cool. I feel like if I had a celebrity, this is so D-baggy, but if a celebrity comes to my wedding, I want it to be because they know me or my wife. Like, they're our friend.
Okay, but that's
and if
okay.
they just come and I'm like just as starstruck, that's not.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like they're there at my wedding. They're just there at a wedding and it happened to me. You know,
but it's
like
still
it's lucky. I feel like if I had to pick a celebrity, I would pick Mark Anthony for my wife. Because she would be
like
happier
J-Lo's
about that.
J-Lo's ex-husband?
Yeah, yeah.
Because did he sing that I Need to Know song or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Tell
yeah.
me pretty, baby, because I need
yeah.
to know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He's very highly regarded in the Puerto Rican community. Okay. He's number one. He's the best. Okay. So that would be awesome.
So, but you would be okay with it because it would make her happy.
Ooh, yeah. And he's a little older, so he's not right. going to quite steal her or anything, okay. you know? So I'll do that.
Right.
Yeah.
The real reason I brought this up, I feel like of all the people on planet Earth, Princess here doesn't want anybody taken away. Even if her idol,
Taylor Swift,
if she showed up, you'd be pissed.
I would not. I would not want that.
Taylor!
Wow.
There are
Swift
364 other days that no matter what, if I'm given birth and Taylor Swift walks in, I'm still going to be pumped. But what? Man, I spent so much money and time and energy planning this wedding,
and
celebrating.
And what do you want it to, why'd you spend all that time and energy and planning?
Because I want to celebrate with the people who are closest to me, and I don't want those people going, F you, I'm going to go get a photo with Taylor.
But she's only going to be there for a little bit. And what you're spending the time, energy, planning on is trying to create the most memorable day in the history. Like, you want everybody to think back to, like, Erica and Dane. Oh, my God. They're so... Remember when Taylor came in?
Remember when Taylor came in? I don't know that that's how I feel about my wedding. I just want my wedding to be a big, happy day celebrating, yes,
you.
Dane and I, but also our families. And, like it's just the start of something else. Like, I know that people think that I'm a psycho about my wedding and that I just want it to be perfect and, like, trendy.
You do.
I just want it to be a really happy day.
And Taylor doesn't make it happier?
It does. But it's just like
I think you said something. She's only going to be there for a little bit. She leaves, just like Elijah at some point had to leave.
Yes.
There's still hours left of the ceremony. Where do you go from there once Taylor Swift has left the building? All right, everybody, let's get back on that dance floor.
It's not like I'm going to leave.
It's
I'm
like,
still
okay,
do the speeches now. And you're like, I don't care about the speeches. I want to talk about Taylor Swift. And it's like, but I spent thousands and thousands of dollars.
Let's get the father of the bride up there.
Yeah.
Like, you can't follow Taylor.
Such a good point.
Don't you feel like that brings you closer, though?
This is weird. Taylor, yeah, never mind. Don't come. You're lost.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105. Nine. Okay. We have to just talk about it. Halloween's tomorrow and there's no avoiding it.
No, there's not, sir. Well, I don't know. You're yelling at us.
I don't know, because you guys are insisting that we dress up.
Well, I'll take the blame for that, because I wasn't going to dress up, and then I had a great idea, and I thought, well, if I'm going to do it, I got to bring everyone down with me.
I was always planning on dressing up.
You were? Okay.
Yeah.
Because she's fun.
I have plans tomorrow night. I don't know if I have time to go home.
That's true.
So I have this.
Are you going to be painted?
Oh, boy.
No.
Okay. Okay.
I have a Zoom with a music label. Oh. I can't do that.
They would understand.
I have a couple different really great couples costumes ideas.
Oh, good.
And as a single person, it doesn't really work for me. So I would like to, Erica.
Okay, what?
Tell you that I don't want to do it with you.
Yeah, no, Aaron, I already have a great costume.
I also don't want to do it with you.
I'm already in a couple costume.
T-Hack. Would you do a couple's costume? I know that you might have gone and bought a costume today, but I have two different ideas of things.
Spent $40 already.
I'll give you $40 to be in a couple's costume with me.
Do you have the costume, or do I have to go?
I'm going
to
tell you.
I don't have time to go again.
We're going to work it. We can work it out.
Okay.
That's so vague.
I know. I love it.
Yeah.
You could have just drawn a line down your body.
That's what I was thinking.
Done the couple's costume yourself.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Anyway, the other thing that's on my mind, now that you guys are forcing Halloween down my throat.
Yep.
I don't have any candy.
Right. This is kind of awful. Yeah.
But I don't know that I'm going to. Okay.
Talk to us.
I don't have my daughter this year.
Oh.
Which she normally just trick or treats in the neighborhood and then comes back and answers my door.
Okay.
Hmm.
At different times, at different Halloweens, I've been in relationships the last couple of years. Mm. And one girl in particular has really wanted to answer the door. And so she was excited about
seeing the kids
and answering the door. And like,
that's me. That's how I.
Right.
Yeah. No, sorry. I did not date you.
That's how she got the job. Trust me, there was more qualified people.
No, I am the same as that girl. I like to answer the door and see the kids and talk to the neighbors.
Do you like to be dressed up when you do that?
Unfortunately, no.
What?
I think that's okay. You don't have to be dressed up.
It was so much cuter
candy.
When she was dressed up. I forget. She was like Dorothy or something. I was Dorothy. And was like.
But she wore that to work.
No, she just wore that for me.
She, okay. No, she wore it to work. I saw photos. That was a statement, not a question.
Acting like you don't remember the guy. I know you remember.
No, first I was thinking, was she Pippi Longstocking? I remember like ponytails or something.
Okay. No, because she got in trouble.
Why do you know more about this? Sleeping with her?
No, but I remember the story. I'm not going to say why she got in trouble.
Okay.
Okay, you'll have to tell us that off air. No, I like to be comfortable.
Okay.
I'm going to have, Swanson has a Halloween costume. So we'll put him in his Halloween costume and put him on a leash so he can greet.
Okay. He doesn't enjoy being comfortable. So.
And he's not in this costume.
Oh, bud.
We need to do a whole other conversation about that.
Okay.
That's going to come up, because I got a word with people, but like, Okay. But are you planning on giving stuff out?
Yeah. Yeah. We have like a, you know, $34 bag of candy from Costco.
Which is like six pieces now.
No, I think we got like 200.
And do you think that you're so, oh my God, you're going to give out one piece per kid?
Here's the problem.
One piece per kid.
I live in, I don't know. I want to make something clear. I live in a great neighborhood for trick-or-treating. I think I'm not far from a school. I know mm-hmm. some of the families in the area. Mm-hmm. I just realized our porch light is crap. Okay. And I'm upset about that.
Okay.
But it's not my house, so I can't change stuff. And my front door, as Erin knows, because she went by my house while I was out of town, is like on the side. Oh, and yeah. now I'm realizing kids aren't going to know. So can I put like light up arrows and stuff?
Get a stronger light bulb.
So much work.
Do you want to pass out candy or not? Or
could I wrap, like you can see like our stairs. There's like a couple
wrap,
stairs.
Like, lights
could I wrap
it.
Lights around that and then people would come?
Yeah.
Let me just, can I summarize what just happened? Mm-hmm. And I'll act it out. Here's putting in a new light bulb. Here's going to a store, buying orange light bulbs.
Oh, I was just going to do my... you sound like a monkey.
Like we're wrapping them around stairs like garland. Change the effing light bulb, weirdo.
Okay, I was just going to use my Christmas lights.
That's fine.
You can't. Are Christmas lights orange?
They don't have to be orange.
In fact, yes, no.
Just no, because of where her door is, it needs extra light. So plain white light would be great.
Erin knows because she went to my house.
Yeah.
Here's my other problem. May we get back to me now?
Yeah,
have we spent enough
course.
Time on you?
Mm-hmm.
I live in a very smart house. I discuss this problem every year. We're on the air till 7 o'clock.
Okay.
What time do you, what time is sunset tomorrow? 5:30?
It's been around 6.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My porch lights are coming on at 6. I can't stop it.
You can't go to your app and go,
no,
bing, bong.
No.
What's the point of a smart house?
I get it. So people are going to be beating my door down. My daughter's not there. I don't have a girlfriend.
We know.
I will sleep with somebody tonight. If you'll just.
Why not have.
If you'll just. 5-4-2-3.
Wow!
Wait, you would sleep with them tonight so that
just so
they
they'll
go
answer the door tomorrow
and hand out candy that you don't have
until I'll get candy.
Where you said your King Soopers has moved.
Costco's
on.
Always got it. Like I, worst case, I just buy candy. You know what I mean? You can just go and buy full size
that they have every year
Twix and like whatever, and just get nutty.
I also bet you didn't look in the right spot at King Soopers.
I looked in the area that's Halloween.
I know, but they're going to be ready to discount some of that.
They are discounting it. Go to Home Depot. Home Depot is all their Christmas stuff. And if, by the way.
Oh, not candy.
Halloween. No, I'm saying if you like Halloween stuff.
It's over already.
Home Depot's already got it for 60% off.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So if you want a gravestone or weird little skeletons or stuff, whatever they got left is so cheap. And it's been cheap for like a week. So
do not
I either have
get
to
get me started on holiday skipping. Do not.
So what can I do other than sleep with somebody?
Right.
How do I get my porch lights? This is as absurd as your lighting problem.
Yeah. I know. Opposite problems.
How about you go to my house
and hand out? Well, wait, I have to be at work too.
Oh, I was just trying to sleep with you.
Stop!
I'll do it.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Have I waited long enough to talk about this?
Yes.
Okay. I love everyone. I'm trying to be more accepting of people. And look, whatever you do with your life is great. I want you to be happy. I do.
Awesome.
I want everyone to just be happy. Make the choices that make you happy.
Does anyone else feel a big butt coming up?
Oh, yeah, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Let your pets make their choices. And I'm going to tell you, your dog doesn't want to dress up with angel wings or dress up like a hot dog or and
pumpkin.
Nope. Your dog doesn't want to be dressed up. And I've had to hold this in because I used to do the pet and doll parade in Longmont when I was little. I did the pet contest at Elitch's.
You did the what?
It was called the Pet and Doll Parade. I don't know. It was just a parade they had in Long. They might still have it.
Did dolls go through the parade?
I don't even know why it was called that.
Okay. I just got a little scared.
I know, but I just...
So you used to dress up your pets, and now you're angry.
I just had to be a part of it. I was in marching band in the Pet and Doll Parade, and then I was the MC of like the Elitist thing. And I'm just like, hey, everybody, oh my God, look how cute your dog is. Your dog is miserable. They hate it. They're confused. She's getting her phone out. Mm-hmm. If you have a picture of your dog dressed up, I'm going to turn you in. Who is it? The ASPCA?
I'm turning you in.
PETA. The ASPCA. They're the ones who gave that kid an award after the kitten throw thing.
Oh.
Okay, great. He doesn't want.
That's cute.
But he's so
He's dressed
cute.
As a skeleton. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll put it up on the socials, whether we want to or not.
Yeah, do we need his like autograph, his signature?
I mean,
he needs to sign off on this.
He doesn't. I'm his owner.
He doesn't even get any candy. That's the worst part.
We were giving him treats.
Let me do this, Aaron.
Yeah.
I hope this tears you down the middle, because I know how much you love Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But you're probably one of the biggest dog lovers I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want your dog, just get it anywhere in the vicinity of Lakewood. Aaron will pick it up. Mm-hmm. How many strays is it this week?
Two.
Okay.
Plus a cat. That was last week, I guess.
Stop picking up other people's dogs. But okay.
I'm helping.
I'm not even sure they're strays. I think she's going into yards.
That's what I'm saying.
They looked like they needed help.
That one today was like a lot. Okay. As a dog lover, you have to know they don't want to wear the costume. Right?
I think some dogs do, truly. I sent you guys a video before we started this break evidence. It's over a minute long. You can't watch it right now.
Is it the golden retriever goes and gets its wings or something?
No, but I've seen that one too.
She told me about that one before the show today.
Yeah. There are some dogs that do enjoy wearing a sweater, do enjoy wearing... It gets a little questionable with costumes because I think the wings are a little too much.
I think that golden retriever is so cute. They've given that dog treats so many times to put the wings on that the dog's just like, I'll go get the wings because I know what happens.
It stares at itself in the mirror.
Yeah, because that's all part of what it has to do to get the treats.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs don't want to be dressed up. 303-222-5423. Dress them up, leave them alone. Those are the two things you should text right now. Dress them up, leave them alone. Swanson's cute. He doesn't want to be a skeleton. He wants to be a dog.
But he might like the sweater. He might get cold.
No.
Yeah, we put it on him because we thought it might be cold. Turns out it was like 100 degrees at the pumpkin patch.
Isn't it cruel to go, he has one night where he's warm? And then he'll never be warm again.
We're getting him sweaters for the winter.
No more costume. You know.
He's a dog. He has fur. He's not a baby.
He's been scratching his chest on the concrete.
Yeah.
And so there's no fur there. He needs a sweater.
That's not true. Are you saying he's rubbed all his fur off?
A little bit on his chest. Okay. He needs a sweater.
I just think we've dumbed down petting.
And like, it's not necessarily just about staying warm. It can be very comforting. That's why during like fireworks and stuff, they have the
thunder coat.
Yeah. Yep.
But what about this? Because I have two chihuahuas and I made a rookie mistake. My wife and I, when they were much, much younger, no Halloween costumes, never. They don't celebrate.
Correct.
They're very religious.
They're witnesses.
But we did get them sweaters for Christmas.
Because it's cold.
And it was great until the next year. All of a sudden, Bentley's sweater fits fine. Beamer's sweater
doesn't fit.
Not even close. Now he's shaming him. Yeah, he's a little shamed. He's got a bit of a complex
now. Why do I have a different kind of sweater?
Yeah. Because he
could have gotten a bigger sweater.
Yeah.
I would have needed like 8 bigger sweaters by now. Each year it goes up. So what do you do? You know, now he's just
one of your sweaters.
Okay.
Won't fit in that either. You're like, stupid fat dog.
Hey!
Put him in a costume. I'm serious. Do you believe that dogs want to be dressed?
No.
What about
in their sweaters?
No, they didn't like it. They were trying to get it off. I don't even think they like their collars.
They don't. You guys. True.
He's always doing that thing where he's like, and he's like trying to bite the little tags on his collar. So he's got a long nose. So he's like,
Aaron, you know
I'm
what to do.
I'm calling ASPCA.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Last night, we had the great honor, the great joy,
privilege.
Yeah, really, of going. And actually, I'm not even being sarcastic. It was an awesome party. Yeah. We went to the Love is Blind exclusive fan event. Reunion watch party.
It was too exclusive. I don't.
Adam Powerfield.
Yeah.
How did you get, like, I know how we got in.
Right.
How did people get in?
It was like you entered through, like, at our Love is Blind party, there was a QR code to enter.
That's two people who got in, right? How did the rest of those people get in there?
And then I think you entered online, and some of them were flown out.
Wow.
In fact, I bet a lot of them were.
I know there were quite a few, like, other influencers and people from past seasons as well.
There was a lot of people from past seasons, which was really fun, because I was like, ah.
I don't know anybody from past seasons. I've only watched 1 and 9.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So, well, there I got were people to see from Giannini again.
A married couple Giannina. From the Minneapolis. Giannina.
Sorry. But once the eyes get going, you're like, Giannini.
Right.
It's Giannina. Got it.
But yeah, a couple from the, like, Baltimore season or the Maryland season, whatever city up there.
It was lovely.
DC.
Though.
That was the season. Who were lovely?
The whole event.
Oh, it was incredible.
I have a Love is Blind goblet.
I know.
And if I'm being totally honest, I have two.
And you don't want to let go of one, because I requested that in text last
I did, week. And I ignored that, because I was like, if you wanted to, princess, get two.
Do you not have two?
So we've got three.
Okay.
And we were thinking we could gift one or two to someone in my family. I don't want to disclose, because it would be part of a Christmas gift.
You cheap ass mother.
But no, you don't get it.
Did you drink out of them already?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The problem is, I got a drink. They gave me a goblet. I got a second drink. They gave me a plastic cup, but I should have just been like, can I have that goblet? Like, what are we doing?
Aaron's friends were just like, I need another fancy cup. And they're like, okay.
Yeah. I should have just asked.
Yeah.
But just, I didn't.
Yeah. Whatever.
I didn't. What I did want to say about the event, we watched the reunion. So if you haven't watched the reunion, there's not that much big stuff. There was one big thing.
No,
everyone already knows the Sparkle Megan revelation. Yeah, that one's like,
I did, talking to KB, she said that they filmed the reunion. It was 4 hours.
Wow. And they
they left out at least 3 hours of stuff. She said that the juiciest stuff was not included.
Interesting. T-Hack, if you're looking confused, KB is one of the cast members from Denver. They were all there. The entire Denver cast was there.
I always thought KB was attractive on the show.
Okay.
I think she's probably one of the most,
beautiful people, person just, inside and out.
Just to date her would be a joy, because I just date people, and I myself am somebody who, like, sweep it under the rug. Let's not talk about it until it blows up into something really terrible, and then we'll probably break up over it. And that woman just communicates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't like this way it's going, and here's how I feel about it. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. Mm. She's the best.
She's the best. She's pretty on TV. Yeah. Whatever. She is stunning.
Yeah.
She is gorgeous in person.
I felt like that most of them were more attractive in person.
Yeah.
Shockingly.
I will say.
What?
This was filmed 2 years ago.
Yes, and I've had
a lot of work done.
Everyone basically
Madison,
themselves.
Like, what did she do? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it made me a little sad. Because I was
Madison tried way too hard.
Your whole thing was like, I'm me, I'm myself.
Yeah, no,
and then it was like,
anymore.
And by the way, I'm going to change everything about that. And I'm like, wait, what are we doing?
Yeah, that was bad. But even Sparkle Megan looked amazing for having a kid just
what? 2.5 months ago.
No, it was not that
close. Yes, at the reunion, she said, I had a baby.
Which three?
2.5 months ago.
When was that filmed?
Like, I think a week ago.
Okay.
Maybe 2 weeks ago.
So we'll round up 3 months ago.
Yeah.
I think she okay. Can anybody do math? She got back to Denver in April and said she started dating the guy like right then. Or she started dating the guy in April of last year.
Sure.
So and then got pregnant 3 months into dating him. So that's May, June, July. So she's pregnant in July. When did she have a baby?
Math is so
probably
hard.
April.
Okay.
It would be 9, April.
Okay.
April,
10. Usually it's actually 10, right?
So April or May?
No, she said 3 months.
Huh. I don't know.
Or she said 2.5.
I don't know when the reunion was filmed.
She looked great. And that was who I wanted to talk about.
Sparkle Megan.
We
don't
on this show.
Don't you dare lump me in.
No, I'm sorry. Aaron and I on this show last week said some unkind things about her.
Neither of you like Sparkle Megan. And you're incorrect.
Hold on. I loved her until the final episode, and then I was let down by her behavior.
Never
and
let
her
down by her.
Out of touch reality.
And I remember you were you were like, I'm team Sparkle Megan.
I always thought it. I thought the type 1 diabetic connection was too forced. It was weird.
Oh, that's right.
Having a child with type 1 diabetes is completely different from having a parent. I hate that she forced it.
Yep.
And that just gave me a really bad taste in my mouth.
Well, last night, I thought she and Jordan were very mature.
Yes.
Very mature. And then I'm sitting there. She's on the stage doing a Q&A. And I'm like, oh, yeah, my sister knew her in college.
Shut up.
So afterwards, I text my sister. I'm like, do you think it's weird if I ask her, like just go.
There's
like,
no way she's going to remember your sister.
I go up and I say, this is so weird. Do you remember? And she goes, what? She's like, she was going to be my big in the sorority. And that's what my sister had said about her. And she goes, oh my God, she messaged me and I haven't responded to her. And then she was like, she's still friends with this girl who lives here, who I'm still really close with. And I was like, yeah, I know that girl. And I felt like a big D-hole.
I know where the A-hole is.
Where's the D-hole?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I got a story. Oh my God. I just want you guys to know, Erica's been living for this moment in the show. She's so excited to tell her story. But my story is about a roller coaster gone wrong.
Oh.
That's funny, because my story is about a child's play structure gone wrong.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Boston.
Boston?
Boston.
Yeah, let's go to Hammond. I know. Okay, here's the thing. Full disclosure. She sent me this video a little while ago. I have seen.
She's crying already.
She's already, you guys, I don't even know if she's going to get through this. So let me translate if she can't.
Bet.
Go. Okay.
So it's out of Boston. So there's this really viral video coming out of Boston right now. And it's of this slide they put up at a children's play area. That would be called a playground, ladies
and
gentlemen.
That's sure what it is.
The problem is that Boston General kept getting emails about this slide. They're like, this is, you cannot.
This is a bad slide.
You cannot
this is
have
a
this slide.
Horrifying slide.
And, you know, the governor or the mayor or whatever was like, the slide's fine.
The slide is good. Ask not what your slide can do for you. Ask what you can do for your slide.
Exactly. And so finally, there are more and more emails. So they're like, all right. We're gonna go test this.
They sent a cop.
They sent a policeman. They say, please go ride the slide and let us know.
I don't.
What is wrong?
Yep.
This man.
I don't even.
Someone to film me.
It's just this huge metal slide.
Yeah. And it has a weird bottom where it like opens up. You know, it's a closed slide, but it opens up and then it just like. Nothing there.
It doesn't open up into mulch or sand or anything fun. It opens up into like
concrete.
That stuff you skate on, except with the gravel in it. So it's like hardened.
Oh,
it's like sandpaper. It's like a pumice stone.
And
pumice stone.
The cop comes down. Oh man, I was trying to play the video for
the
that while I
do it. The cop comes down at Mach 10.
What does that
upside
mean?
Upside down.
Yeah.
He's on his stomach. As he comes launching out of this slide and then road rashes across this thing.
Here he goes.
You know, I can't even, you guys, I can't even describe. We have to put this video up.
I will put the video up. You are not, even in your car hearing
you
this, you have no idea what's about to happen.
It's the wildest thing. And I don't think he went down on his stomach. I think the slide
and
flips
I,
you over in the middle.
I looked up other videos, and another woman in the rain comes shooting out of that thing on her stomach.
Yes, it's the wildest thing in the world. And I'm sorry that this was radio, but please go watch. It's
I'll
on
put
our
it on
socials.
The story as soon as
right
I can.
Right now, yes. We don't have time for my story.
No, we got to hear it.
But it would have been from Florida! Let's go! Florida woman, apparently there's roller coasters at SeaWorld. Who knew?
Oh, yeah, some SeaWorld.
Okay, well, she was on the roller coaster at SeaWorld just doing her thing, coasting in a roller fashion, when out of nowhere, a duck hit the woman in the face. Please, God, let there be video.
Yes!
This
what?
Yeah. The waterfall near the water became disoriented. Yeah, she was knocked unconscious by a duck on a roller coaster.
She wants her nose is broken. Like,
oh, yeah. Do you remember when Fabio, the world famous, he was on all the, he got hit by a goose or something on a roller coaster. He's on a roller coaster and a goose smacked him right in the face.
Right.
All right.
They're going to put it on her bill.
Uh-oh.
Mm. Quack, quack.
Those were all the stupid people we could find.
And slides.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.